prayer. Oh. Yeah. How to put this? It's just something there about, you know, my little analysis of the ISKCON and what happened. And this is a possible contributing factor to the problems, because I really think there are more problems than were from the demise of Srila Prabhupada than one may think. Now, how about this? Seems to me that these Western cultures, including the one I grew up in, where I can see it, people are mainly trained and encouraged and even pushed to work hard for accomplishing goals. You have to do your job. I mean, I even spoke to my doctor. I mean, yearly checkup, and mention that I understand that stress is the cause of many diseases. And she was arguing back, no, stress is normal. It's, you know, defense mechanism we have. And I think, as she said it, she must have understood that this is exactly what I meant. If we are pushed to work harder and harder, and, you know, you can handle some stress, show it, otherwise you are no good. Loser. Then we are always constantly in that flee or fight situation, and our immune system goes down simply because we are spending our energy to widely and constantly. So I'm saying all this because what if it was like this, that, yeah, we are in cultures here in the West, we are supposed to build and run things and construct things and do your job. And the more work you do and are able to accomplish within your time on Earth, the better you are. Or, you know, the more accepted you are as a good person. It's a valuable, valid, useful person. And, I mean, you think about it, I would say this is a very natural way that things become in a materialistic society, industrial societies, where progress and success is all about working hard to accomplish goals. If it's just to get your paycheck at the end of the month, you got to work for it. don't complain if it hurts or if you're tired. Just bite your teeth and handle it. Now, why am I saying this in relation to ISKCON? Well, that same mentality came to rule ISKCON. And maybe by, well, you could say unfortunate coincidence, but, well, you know, it's not much just coincidence here. So, yeah, Krishna used us. But you know that Srila Prabhupada, he wanted to build up a movement, a worldwide movement for establishing Sanatana Dharma, Krishna consciousness, bhakti, which is the most beautiful thing the world has ever seen, I would say. And he didn't have much time. He did his best. He worked hard to do that. And then you have disciples there, students. And of course, they are young and strong. They can work harder. Why should our aging founder and guru do all the work? So, yeah, let's get into it. And then that Western, I would say, turbo passion, Rajas, kicked in. Because that's really what it is. Work harder, harder, harder to get those things. Your success, your goals reached. And he kind of used that, of course. And he even said it, using your passion for building this up. But that very statement includes, I would say, the fact that this is not a normal situation. It was an early pioneer, hard work among young people who can take it to build up and run, manage. Although unqualified, uneducated, inexperienced, and that's how it went. So, but what happened then was that something there became established as a norm. This is what I suggest could be a fact. That, yeah, you should work harder for Krishna. Krishna wants us to work hard, not sleep. We should work 24 hours a day if we can. If we can't, then we are, you know, in Maya, but Krishna will tolerate that. We are conditioned by this material world and body. Not 1 hour more than 6 hours. Well, that's what I was trained with, but I guess that's not so anymore, although it may be there somewhere. And work, 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 work. And at the end of the day, if you have done enough work, then God may be pleased with you a little bit. Of course, there's so much more you can do and should do because you have an eternal debt to your guru to pay back. So forever you will do this. And this is called devotional service, and it's what bhakti yoga means, to work for God. So yeah, and then sometimes, which I've seen, you work so hard and you don't have energy over for meditation and for studies and so on. Well, you go to the temple programs maybe, because then you're visible that you're a spiritual person. But you can go there and become and find yourself after some years spiritually empty. You hardly know what you're working for anymore. Well, of course you're working for Prabhupada and for Krishna, but who are they anyway? And this way it goes down the slippery slope, which is, if I sound a little, I don't know, cynical here, I'm definitely not intending to, because I saw that happen. And I think this analysis is based on reality, and you tell me if I'm right or wrong. Hare Krishna.